The ethics of data collection in FemTech applications. Abstract. FemTech applications, focused on women's health and wellness, have become increasingly popular in recent years. These applications often collect sensitive personal data, including information related to reproductive health and sexuality. This paper aims to investigate the ethics of data collection in FemTech applications, including issues related to privacy, consent, and data security. The paper begins with a review of the literature on the current state of FemTech applications, highlighting the benefits and limitations of these technologies. It then presents case studies of FemTech applications that collect personal data, including fertility tracking apps, menstrual cycle tracking apps, and sexual wellness apps. The paper also examines the ethical implications of data collection in FemTech applications, particularly with respect to issues of privacy, consent, and data security. The potential for FemTech applications to perpetuate existing biases and inequalities in healthcare is analyzed, and suggestions for mitigating these issues are provided. Finally, the paper discusses the future of data collection in FemTech applications, including potential advancements in artificial intelligence, wearables, and telemedicine. The role of policymakers in promoting the ethical collection and use of personal data in FemTech applications is also addressed. Overall, this research paper provides a comprehensive overview of the ethics of data collection in FemTech applications and the need for responsible development and implementation of these technologies. Introduction. FemTech applications, focused on women's health and wellness, have become increasingly popular in recent years. These applications offer women the ability to track their menstrual cycles, fertility, and sexual wellness, among other health indicators. However, these applications often collect sensitive personal data, including information related to reproductive health and sexuality. The collection of personal data in FemTech applications raises significant ethical concerns. One major concern is the issue of privacy. Personal data collected by FemTech applications is highly sensitive, and the mishandling of this data could have serious consequences for individuals. Additionally, the collection and storage of personal data raises concerns about surveillance and government overreach. Another concern is the issue of consent. Individuals may not fully understand the implications of providing their personal data or may feel pressured to do so in certain situations. Additionally, the use of personal data collected by FemTech applications may perpetuate existing biases and inequalities in healthcare, particularly with respect to issues of gender and race. Theoretical framework. Data collection in FemTech applications raises important ethical considerations that need to be addressed. In this section, we will provide an overview of ethical frameworks and principles related to data collection in FemTech and discuss the importance of privacy, consent, and security in this context. One of the ethical frameworks that applies to data collection in FemTech is the principle of autonomy, which recognizes individuals' right to control their personal information. This means that individuals should be informed about the types of data being collected, how it will be used, and who will have access to it. They should also be given the choice to opt out of data collection if they wish to do so. Another ethical framework that applies to data collection in FemTech is the principle of beneficence, which emphasizes the importance of doing good and minimizing harm. This means that FemTech companies have an ethical responsibility to collect data in a way that benefits their users and does not cause harm. They should also ensure that the data they collect is accurate, relevant, and reliable. The principle of non-maleficence is also relevant to data collection in FemTech. This principle emphasizes the importance of avoiding harm to individuals. In the context of FemTech, this means that companies should take steps to protect the privacy and security of their users' data and ensure that it is not misused or exploited. In addition to these ethical frameworks, it is also important to consider the legal and regulatory frameworks that apply to data collection in FemTech. For example, the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, in the European Union requires companies to obtain explicit consent from users before collecting their personal data and to provide users with access to their data upon request. Overall, the ethical frameworks and principles related to data collection in FemTech emphasize the importance of respecting users' autonomy, minimizing harm, and ensuring privacy and security. Data collection in FemTech applications. FemTech applications collect various types of data from users, including personal information such as name, age, and address, as well as sensitive information related to women's health and reproductive functions. The data collected can include menstrual cycles, fertility and ovulation tracking, sexual activity, contraceptive use, and pregnancy status. The potential benefits of data collection in Femtech applications include personalized and accurate insights into women's health, improved diagnosis and treatment options, and increased accessibility to healthcare services. The data can also be used for research purposes to advance medical knowledge and improve health outcomes for women. However, there are also potential risks associated with data collection in Femtech applications. The sensitive nature of the data collected requires careful consideration of privacy and security measures to prevent unauthorized access or use. The data can be vulnerable to hacking and data breaches, leading to potential harm for users. There is also a risk of potential discrimination or stigmatization based on the data collected, particularly related to reproductive health. It is important to consider the ethical implications of data collection in Femtech applications and ensure that appropriate measures are taken to protect user privacy and security. This includes obtaining informed consent from users, implementing strong security measures to protect data, and ensuring transparency and accountability in data collection and use. Ethical considerations in data collection in Femtech. In recent years, Femtech applications have become increasingly popular, leading to the collection of sensitive and personal data from users. As such, ethical considerations in data collection have become a critical area of concern. This section will examine the ethical considerations involved in data collection in Femtech applications. One of the most critical ethical considerations in data collection in Femtech is the need for informed consent. Users must be informed about the types of data that are being collected and how the data will be used. Moreover, users must be given the choice to opt in or opt out of data collection, and they should be able to withdraw their consent at any time. Transparency is another essential ethical consideration in data collection in Femtech. Companies that develop Femtech applications must be transparent about their data collection practices, including what data is being collected, how it is being used, and who has access to the data. Transparency helps to build trust between companies and users and helps to ensure that users are aware of how their data is being used. Data protection is another critical ethical consideration in data collection in Femtech applications. Companies must take steps to ensure that users' data is protected from unauthorized access, theft, or misuse. This includes implementing security measures such as encryption, access controls, and data backup protocols. Companies must also have policies in place for data retention and data destruction to ensure that data is not kept for longer than necessary. The potential consequences of unethical data collection in Femtech applications are significant. Breaches of privacy can result in a loss of trust between companies and users, leading to a decline in the use of Femtech applications. Furthermore, personal information collected through Femtech applications can be exploited, leading to identity theft or other forms of financial or personal harm. In summary, ethical considerations in data collection in Femtech applications are crucial to ensure that users' privacy and personal information are protected. Companies that develop Femtech applications must be transparent about their data collection practices and take steps to ensure that users' data is protected from unauthorized access or misuse. Regulatory frameworks for data collection in Femtech. The regulatory frameworks for data collection in Femtech are an essential aspect of ensuring the ethical and responsible use of personal data. Several regulatory frameworks exist, including the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, in the European Union and the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, in the United States. The GDPR came into effect in May 2018 and is a comprehensive data protection regulation that applies to all companies that handle the personal data of individuals in the European Union. It requires companies to obtain explicit consent from individuals before collecting, storing, and using their personal data. The regulation also gives individuals the right to access and correct their personal data, as well as the right to have their data deleted. HIPAA is a law that regulates the use and disclosure of individuals' health information by healthcare providers, insurers, and other entities. It requires these entities to obtain written consent from individuals before collecting, using, or sharing their health information. HIPAA also requires these entities to have appropriate security measures in place to protect individuals' health information. While these regulatory frameworks provide some level of protection for individuals' personal data, they have limitations. For example, these regulations do not cover all companies that collect and use personal data. Additionally, some companies may find ways to circumvent these regulations or fail to implement adequate security measures to protect personal data. Therefore, It is essential to continually evaluate the effectiveness of these regulatory frameworks and consider new regulations or amendments to existing ones to ensure the protection of individuals' personal data in the rapidly evolving field of femtech. Overall, regulatory frameworks play a crucial role in ensuring the ethical collection and use of personal data in femtech applications. However, there is a need for ongoing evaluation and improvement of these frameworks to keep up with the fast-paced technological advancements in the field. Case studies of data collection in femtech applications. In this section, the research paper will examine case studies of femtech applications and their approaches to data collection. The purpose of this analysis is to gain a deeper understanding of the ethical considerations and outcomes of these data collection practices. One potential case study is the fertility tracking app Glow. Glow collects various types of data from its users, including personal health information, sexual activity, and menstrual cycle tracking. The app uses this data to provide users with insights and predictions about their fertility and reproductive health. However, in 2016, it was reported that Glow was sharing users' data with third-party research firms without their explicit consent. This raised concerns about the lack of transparency and potential breach of privacy for Glow users. Another case study is the period tracking app, Clue. Clue collects information from its users about their menstrual cycles, including the start and end dates of their periods, symptoms, and sexual activity. Clue uses this data to provide users with personalized insights about their menstrual cycles and reproductive health. However, Clue takes a different approach to data collection than Glow, as it explicitly asks for users' consent before collecting any data. Additionally, Clue has implemented a strong data protection policy to ensure the privacy and security of its users' information. These case studies highlight the importance of ethical considerations in data collection for femtech applications. It is essential for companies to be transparent about their data collection practices and to obtain explicit consent from users before collecting any information. Additionally, companies must prioritize data protection to prevent potential breaches of privacy and exploitation of personal information. Future directions for ethical data collection in femtech. In this section, the potential future developments in femtech and their potential impact on data collection practices are examined. The discussion also focuses on potential solutions and strategies for ensuring ethical data collection in femtech applications. With the continuous growth of the femtech industry, there are several potential future developments in femtech applications that may impact data collection practices. These developments include the integration of AI and machine learning, the use of wearables, and the expansion of telemedicine services. These developments may lead to increased data collection and processing, which raises concerns about ethical considerations. To ensure ethical data collection in femtech applications, several potential solutions and strategies can be implemented. These include clear data collection policies. Femtech companies should develop clear and concise data collection policies that outline the types of data collected, how the data is collected, and how the data is used. These policies should also provide information on how user privacy is protected and how users can opt out of data collection. Informed consent. Femtech companies should obtain informed consent from users before collecting their data. Informed consent should be obtained in a clear and concise manner and should provide users with information on how their data will be used. Data protection measures. Femtech companies should implement data protection measures, such as encryption and secure storage, to ensure that user data is protected from unauthorized access or disclosure. Transparency. Femtech companies should be transparent about their data collection practices and should provide users with information on how their data is being used. This can help build trust with users and ensure that they feel comfortable using femtech applications. Ethical review boards. Femtech companies can establish ethical review boards to review data collection practices and ensure that they are ethical and in compliance with regulatory frameworks. Overall, the future of femtech applications is promising, but it is essential to ensure that ethical data collection practices are implemented to protect user privacy and prevent unethical use of personal information. Conclusion. The conclusion of this research paper will provide a summary of the key findings and insights presented throughout the paper. It will emphasize the importance of ethical data collection practices in femtech applications and highlight the potential consequences of unethical data collection. The implications for policy and practice will be discussed, including the need for stronger regulatory frameworks to protect user privacy and ensure ethical data collection. Additionally, potential solutions and strategies for addressing the ethical considerations of data collection in femtech will be explored. Finally, The conclusion will identify potential areas for further research, such as the development of new technologies and approaches to data collection in FemTech, as well as the ongoing evaluation of regulatory frameworks and their effectiveness in promoting ethical data collection practices.